Minnesota Cup is. But anyway, we have some opportunities where we play league games in the next 4 weeks that they don't, and we'll make those games up. So it's imperative, if we want to have a chance to catch them, that we win the games. And you know, we get a great opportunity this weekend. We come back home, and we've got to find a way to win Friday night's game first and foremost, which puts you in a good position to have a great weekend. So we've got to focus on Anchorage coming in Friday. But you're right, we got some help. Bemidji went up and lost a game up at Anchorage, and then went down to Bowling Green and lost a game there. So they've had two more losses since the last time we saw them, which is good, you know, which gives us an opportunity to make up some ground.
And that we play them, it's always
helpful. And then that becomes a huge series. If we can win our games when they're off on the weekend and you know, take advantage of that, then, you know, we could be going in there, you know, 1 point behind them, which sets up a huge weekend.
In Saturday nights, this is this past weekend, the Saturday nights North Dakota Omaha game, Coach, the Mavericks pulled their goalie during a power play to get a 6-on-4 advantage. We see that from time to time.
Right.
When the power play ended, Coach Dean Blaze tried to substitute his goalie back in the net for the player that was out there as the extra attacker, if you will, while play was still going on. Omaha was then whistled for an illegal substitution. Was that the correct call?
Well, I haven't seen that, and this is the first I've heard of it. I think a player can come off and the goalie can go back out there, but I'm not sure. I mean, I just have to think about this, 23, almost 34 years. I don't know if I've ever seen that situation where you're playing with six either forwards or defensemen, and then one of them changes and the goalie gets out there. So that might be an illegal substitution. I don't know if you can do that. My opinion on it is I think you can, but the goalie's got to be right at the bench. If he's not, like, touching the bench, and then the guy can jump out. So they might have called him for – doesn't sound it wasn't too many men. They're saying illegal substitution. Yeah. So that must be the rule.
I believe that's what – I think there's just no leeway. You have to be at the bench – okay. As a player,
well, good.
From what I was able
if
to
someone
read up
can,
on it,
if someone wants to look that up and shoot Dirk an email or call in, we'll be happy to. We got a referee out there, but you know, there's a situation where I am going to learn something new today, and that's great. Every day you should learn something new, and I will today.
This person is wondering, Coach, why is Bemidji with an 0-5-1 record versus out of conference opponents? Why do they have a higher rating in the pairwise rankings?
Yeah, that's a good, you know, that's a good question. I think every game matters. So, you know, even if you have a tough non-conference schedule, depending how you've done in your conference games, and then obviously the teams to this point who they played in conference, how they've done against other teams makes a, you know, a huge difference. So obviously that's all part of it. So it's a complicated formula, but it's not complicated. It's just every game matters, and obviously the way the system works, and you get bonus points for winning away games against ranked teams. There's so many things that go into it. So, and I should know because I'm on the selection committee. I know the formula, but it's the whole, your whole body of work. So it's just not your non-conference games, it's your conference games too. And obviously they've done very well in conference.
Here's a recruit.
And who your conference teams have played.
Sure. Here's a recruiting question. Coach, can you talk about the competition for recruits, especially the younger players? Is it any easier now than it was when you first started at Tech as far as getting younger kids committed to Tech?
I don't think so. I think it's the same. Obviously, I think we've done a good job in making Michigan Tech more attractive than maybe it was a few years ago. You know, kids want an opportunity to play first and foremost. They want to go to school that has a chance to win. And I think we've established that in the culture here. So I guess overall I'd say, yeah, it has, because I remember getting on the phone and calling kids and they just sort of no thanks, and didn't want to even have a conversation, where now we've got some really good players coming in. We've, you know, I guess just by the fact that we had 11 guys go to NHL development summer camps, you know, the talent's better. So yeah, it has gotten easier, but it's still a grind, you know, because we're trying to go after the best players. You know, we're just not trying to get the best players available. We're going after the best players that are out there that we think we have a shot at. And you get a few no's, you know, here and there, but that's okay.
They're also asking about the number of 20-year-old recruits that are coming in. They say, I'm sure you're happy with them, but to be blunt, they say, is if these guys are so good, how come nobody else has signed them? How does that work into is it projecting how good these kids are going to be? Because sometimes they slip through the cracks.
And there's a lot of those young kids that are getting taken that never end up to that school,
right,
because they're decommitting them because they don't develop like you think they will. And that's more prevalent now than ever, is schools taking a bunch of kids at a young age and then seeing which one or two and then telling the other guys, I'm sorry, you know, it's not going to work out now. And it's become a little bit like football, where you over recruit and then just sort of pick and choose who you want. So and sometimes there's just late bloomers. Some kids, you know, everybody develops at a different rate. Not everybody at 17 years old is Sidney Crosby or, you know, Tanner Carroll or whoever it might be. Even Tanner was an older recruit, and he's fine. You know, everybody, and that's the big thing. It's just, you got to have to go in and you know what? And sure, maybe some other people don't want him, but that's okay. I'm sure some other people would have liked to have Angus Redmond. What's wrong with that?
Right.
You know, and so when someone says, well, you can't be that good, that's baloney. Mm-hmm. Angus Redmond's a 21-year-old right now, and he is damn good. So there.
Well, and the next question is about Angus. Do you think having a freshman goaltender makes it more difficult to recruit a goaltender for the next year?
No.
No?
No, because, you know, we already have one on board, and we really like him. He plays in the USHL, and he's a very good goalie, and he's coming here next year. And so it's just like Evan Phillips and Copley. It's worked out, you know, both for those guys. And I asked our team a question, which one do you think will get to the NHL first if they do? And, you know, who's going to start, you know, the first NHL game first, Jamie or Phoenix? So it's a good conversation. But you can never have too many good goalies. I mean, you have to make sure that's your most important position. You have to make sure you have good goaltending, and I like our goaltending now. And with Matt Winches graduating, we've got another young man coming on board next year who's one of the top goalies in his league.
Is Notre Dame going to make a trip up to Houghton?
Yes.
Do we know what year that is yet?
I believe we do. I haven't looked at the contract, but that was part of the deal. So, yes, they are. And I appreciate Coach Jackson and the administration at Notre Dame for willing to come back up here. And, you know, I appreciate them having us down there. We were supposed to both play in a tournament this year, and it got canceled. So one of the first things I did is called Notre Dame and said, hey, we both have this weekend off. You know, let's go for it. Let's play. And I've known Jeff a long time, very gracious, and worked with him at the World Junior Tournament. And we had some great matches when he was at Lake State and I was at Michigan. But respect Jeff and really enjoy the way they play and their first-class organization. And, you know, I enjoy playing them. And we were happy to go down there and play. And we'll look forward to having the Fighting Irish back in Houghton.
What was the deal with the hand pass by the Irish out at center ice that brought the faceoff deep into our zone?
I got Coach Pearson a little excited. So, well, what happened? There was a hand pass by Notre Dame, and the puck went into our defensive zone, and we didn't touch it because as soon as we touch it, then the play's alive. And so rightfully so, our guys don't touch it because it's in our zone. So if Notre Dame touches it, then the faceoff goes, you know, basically to the closest dot where the hand pass was made. And neither team touched it, and the referee blew the play dead, and then the faceoff went down into our defensive zone. And that's I believe that the ruling was, well, if they don't touch it, then, okay, it's a hand pass by them, and you've got to go. He said we were obligated to have to play that puck, as were they, and I didn't buy that. So at the start of the third period, they came out and said they were incorrect.
Oh, okay.
If both teams don't play it, if both teams don't attempt to play it, then they can blow the play dead,
right,
and then it is supposed to go, you know, the offending team, which was Notre Dame, with the hand pass, then it goes to where the closest face-off dot to where that hand pass was made, as long as it's outside
of our zone.
So, yeah, so that was You know, and I don't know. I didn't have to get so excited about that. But anyway, you know, it was a pretty calm game. I had to get my blood boiling a little bit.
In the first game against Notre Dame, near the end, there was not really a good chance to pull the goaltender, did you feel, or was it not worth it? When